Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, my friends, fellow countrymen, women, children of all ages. I am here today on this Sunday, here with you on Coffee Talk, and I'm glad you're able to join me. I'm glad you're able to be here with me. I'm just checking in with you guys because I will be off the air for about a week or so. I'm going up to Calais, Maine with me and my family. We are going to go up there, head up there to spend some time at our family camp, and we're going to be chilling out, relaxing on the lake, and I have no recording capability, or I should say the ability to be able to post a podcast or anything like that while I'm up there. So I don't have that technology just yet. One day, maybe I'll be able to do podcasts on the fly, but I have to be in the comfort of my little yellow office that I have in my house right now. So for now, I just have to take some time off and spend some time with the family, which is good anyway, because I think it's good for the soul and everything. I'll probably still be posting a couple written coffee talks through Connect, through No Finish Line Nation and on Instagram every once in a while. And then I'll post some pictures of what's going on with me and my family too. I know that that's a nice way to be able to continue to push forward in this journey and celebrating the things that we're doing. So today I just want to reach out just to touch base, let you know that that's what's going on with the podcast. But I also wanted to reach out to you to just give you a little bit of a pep talk, right? So here we are right midway through the year, right? We're getting into summertime. We are midway point through June, almost the exact halfway through, right? The first day of summer was just, what, 2 or 3 days ago, which was the longest day of the year. And for some people might look at the longest day of the year as great because they're enjoying the nice sunshine and the nice weather. Others might look at it as being they're not in the right place or they're not in the right frame of mind of where they're at with everything. So the longest day might really legitimately be the longest day that they've ever experienced because they're not really feeling good about their situation. They're not feeling good about their journey right now or anything like that. So I definitely can relate to that because I've been through those modes. I've been through those moments. I've sat back and I've said to myself, this journey isn't working for me right now. I'm not feeling the situation. I'm not feeling up to doing all the things that I have to do. So I've been there and I understand that plight and I know exactly what you're going through if that is what you're going through, right? And so here we are just kind of hanging out and doing the things that we have to do, trying to be healthy, trying to do all the things that are necessary. And these little things remind us all the time. So we might have friends that are on health journeys also. Maybe they're way further than what we are. And they're feeling good about their journey and they're feeling good about their eating. And you're just starting the journey and you're just kind of feeling, ugh, a little humdrum. Or maybe you're on a plateau for a long period of time and you haven't been able to lose for a while, which is kind of like me, right? So that's kind of what the situation that I'm in, that I'm just kind of maintaining and leveled off where I feel like I still have more to go, but I also feel healthy and I feel better. But some days I don't. And those days that I don't, when I see other people that are in success and they're having great moments and they're having good times with the things that they're doing, I legitimately get jealous. And I say to myself, man, you know, even though I know the whole phrase of thief is the comparison, I mean, comparison is the thief of joy, right? Everybody's heard that. Or don't compare yourself to others. You do you, which I've said 1,000 times on this podcast and I've heard before. So I know all of those things. And I know that I shouldn't be comparing to others and I shouldn't be looking at others. But at the end of the day, I get the plight. I know exactly what you're going through when those things do happen, because sometimes the brain is harder to break than we think it is. It's not just as easy as snapping a finger sometimes and going, oh, I'm going to get and understand the concept of I'm just going to support them and not feel jealous of them. Because that's not the way we're wired. Us as humans, we're wired in a way that we compare each other. We're competitive. We are people that are, I mean, always since back in the days of the Neanderthals that are running around trying to be able to vie for and compete for food or compete for companionship or those kind of things. It's been a waste of our, it's been a part of our bodies since, in our minds since the beginning of time. So we are wired that way. So really the only thing that we have to do is try to be able to navigate through how we get there. And we got to sit back and think to ourselves, okay, I'm not going to change the way that I think about it. I'm not going to change my thought process or change the way that I deal with stuff or change any of that stuff. What I am going to do, though, and this is the important piece. This is the piece that we've got to sit back and look at as a person and as a person that's on this journey. I've got to look at how I respond to it. So if I respond to it as my friend is however they are, and I internalize everything, that could be bad too, right? If I internalize everything and I don't say anything and I bottle it up, it could explode. I could go down the slide of eating a bunch of food. I could do all kinds of stuff that's going to sabotage my journey, right? So a lot of times bottling it up is not good. So a lot of times I recommend, and I do myself, talk about it with my spouse or with somebody else that matters or somebody else that just can hear, be a lending ear to be in the fact of, here's what I'm struggling with right now, and having that other person just listen to me for a little bit, right? So not bottling it up. That's one of the things that I would not recommend, because that's of course, this is about me and my journey, but it helps others because I think that we all are wired similarly to a certain point. Especially if you rely on food and rely on bad eating a lot of times when you get through stressful situations, right? So bottling it up, probably not the best way to be able to do it, right? The other one is to overdo it, right? So we go down the road of where we're struggling. We see our friend or people around us that are successful and they're running marathons or half marathons and they're sprinting and they're doing everything that they need to do. And here I am sitting on the couch feeling kind of lazy today or the last few days. And I'm not really feeling up to it. And I know that I'm being lazy about it. But then I get into this mode of overdoing it and absolutely going for it full bore, nonstop, almost to the point where it's an addiction, where I'm just go, go, go. And it's just like full, absolute onslaught of nothing but focus, focus, focus. And that doesn't work for me either. Because as I've talked about a bunch of times on the other podcasts that we have, that's not sustainable for me. I can't sustain that. I've done it in the past. I've done the things, the low carbs, the Atkins, the low calories, all these different types of diets that I've done. And I've gone so full bore and had some success with it. But because it's not something that I can continue to move forward with and live in the space of and navigate through the journey with, and then know that it's going to be for longevity and going to be around for a long period of time, I can't burn myself out. That's something that it's something that I've got to make sure that I can do for myself, and I've got to continue to do moving forward. So that way, as I'm living and I'm loving life and I have ups and downs within that spectrum, I can know that I've got the tools and the resources to jump right back into it. Because all or nothing is all or nothing for me. I'm either all in or I'm all out. And I can't be in that mindset. I can't be in the mindset. Because when I'm all out, it's a bad situation. It's when the lights go dark. It's when the food is sitting in the fridge and I just start diving into and start sliding around in a big, big vat of chocolate pudding and whatever else, right? Which is a dream that I had back in the day. So it's something that it's another tool that I have in my tool belt to know that I can't be full bore. I can't just go, I'm 1,000% all in, because that is not healthy for me as a person. So the middle of the road is really the space that's going to be a good bet for me. I got to be able to talk about the stuff that's bugging me when I see other people that are successful. I got to be able to live my life and live the journey within what I'm doing here to make sure that I can do this for the rest of my life, because there is no finish line, and I got to keep pushing forward. So those couple tips of my own are really helpful for me that I've got to reframe and make sure that I remember as I'm going through this journey, right? Because it's not easy. Here I am, you know, maintaining that 100-pound loss. I'm actually down about 95, and I think I've shared this before. And here I am thinking to myself, I could be losing a whole bunch more, and I could be getting to my goal weight as fast as possible to be able to push through it. But I get frustrated because here I am going, man, I just can't lose these last pounds. So I even went to my doctor the other day. I went to my endocrinologist, which I have thyroid issues, if any of you don't know. I have Graves' disease, which is it impacts the thyroid, so I have to take some medication. I had to actually take some radioactive iodine to kill off the functionality of the thyroid, so now I replace it with medicine to be able to continue moving forward. So levels look pretty good, and here I am trying to be able to navigate weight loss. And as everybody knows, if you have thyroid issues, usually affects weight loss in one form or fashion. Sometimes if you have a hyperactive thyroid, you lose too fast and you get way too thin. Or if I have a hypoactive thyroid, it's when you start to gain weight because your system starts slowing down, your metabolism slows, everything's slowing down. So you got to find your happy medium so that your body seems to be working at a good rate. It's almost like a little oven in your body. It's like a baking oven that you put in there that's right there in your chest or right in your lower throat area that basically overheats or undercooks is pretty much the best way to describe it. So I was with my endo and I'm sitting with her and I say, hey, you know, listen, I haven't been able to lose for like the last year. I've maintained or if not gained about 9 pounds, 9-10 pounds. I said, I'm thinking it's the thyroid. I'm thinking it's the issues of where I'm at with this, and I need some help with that. And she looked at me with her straightforward fashion. I wrote about this about a week ago or two. And she said to me, she goes, well, so what's changed? So your medication hasn't changed and your levels seem to be pretty much the same. Your blood pressure is at a good level. You're no longer pre-diabetic. So all of these great signs of things that you're doing, what's changed in the last year? And so I looked at the whole dynamic of it. And here I am blaming all kinds of other stuff. Just like I would if I was comparing myself to other people, I'd be blaming them for being so awesome or blaming them for being so full bore that won't last or those kind of things. But here I am thinking to myself, okay, so my thyroid is the issue. That's what's going on. I got to blame it on something. So that's what it is. When I looked at myself in the mirror as she's talking to me and I'm reflecting on my journey, I'm thinking to myself, you know what it is? I haven't done my walks like I used to. I used to walk every day. Every day I'd go out for at least a mile or two every day. Well, I haven't done that at all. And it's maintained because here I am on the road all the time. And then I get home and I'm tired and I know that I could go for a walk, but I don't go for a walk, or I might eat something I shouldn't be eating, but I could be walking and getting some exercise and getting some steps in and all those things. So the biggest change is my activity. And she just sat back and smiled. And she said, listen, I understand the thyroid does have issues or does have problems, but I work with people with thyroid issues all the time. 9 times out of 10, your issue is yourself. 9 times out of 10 is your focus and dedication has changed in the journey and you've become complacent or lazy. And when that happens for somebody that is struggling with metabolism, thyroid issues, and those kind of things, compiled on top of the fact that you've changed it for the worse, you're going to gain weight or you will maintain and you won't lose the way you used to. On top of that, the fact that I'm going to be 45 years old doesn't help this situation either as you age, right? Your metabolism slows, your body slows, all those things. So here's my point. My point of that whole little journey I just took you on in my story time was I blamed it on the thyroid when really I just need to look at myself. What am I doing to make sure that I can maintain, I can do things right, I can focus on me, I can do what I know how to do because I've lost weight before the right way. And that's my tip for you guys. That's my pep talk today. Just know that you can do whatever it takes to be able to get to where you have to get to. Don't go too full bore. Talk about things that bug you. Don't compare yourself to others and just park in the space of one day at a time, one focus at a time, one celebration at a time. Give yourself some high fives. Do the things that are necessary for you to be successful. I mean, that's really all you have to focus in on and be a part of. Because if you can do those things and you can set yourself apart, right? You can set yourself aside to say, I'm going to focus on the great things that I'm doing. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to do the things that are necessary for me to be successful. The things that I know how to do. Everybody, all of us have, or whatever journey we're on, whether you're counting calories, whether you're in the gym looking for weight gains, whatever it is that you're looking for and whatever it is that you're working on, you know how to be successful. You've got the blueprint of how to do so. And you probably know how to do it on your own, right? I mean, we've been down these roads before, but then we slide because our mental brain and the monkeys in our head get in the way, and then we start to slide. So it's all easier said than done, I know, but here's the thing, right? So here's the culmination of what this podcast is all about. The podcast is, if you're comparing yourself to others, talk it out with somebody. Just have a conversation, even if it's just to get it off your chest, because if you bottle it up, it's going to become an issue. And then if you're comparing yourself to somebody that's a marathon runner or somebody that is extremely going for all their goals and all their activity goals and whatever it is, and you're comparing yourself to them, it's apples and oranges, folks. You're not them. So If you're going to go full bore, if you're like me, when you go full bore, it feels great at the time because you might be losing fast or you might be doing those kind of things. But if you go too fast, it's not sustainable. So you got to have something that's going to be sustainable, and you got to have something that you can actually enjoy your life in the meantime. Okay. And then lastly, just overall, celebrate in the victories that you are getting. Make sure you park in the space of I'm good and I'm awesome. And I've had a victory today. No matter how bad you feel, no matter what you may think that you don't have any victories, you do have victories. Take inventory and really look at what you're doing. Because if you can find one, two, or three things that you've done in the last couple of days that have been positive, whether it's volunteering, whether it's giving back, whether it's being fluid with somebody else or having a great time with somebody, or whatever it is, and being a good person, you know and I know that that's a really, really important piece to be able to hone in on. I don't know if you can hear my dog barking in the background because we're going to be heading out to vacation. So those are my things for the podcast today. I'm hoping that you guys are going to find yourself well all week long. I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to post any more podcasts this week, but be on the ready. I'll be back out, you know, releasing some more. I've got some good things in the pipeline here, some ideas that I want to put together for video casting, some all kinds of other stuff. And last but not least, I just want to remind everybody. So, hey, listen, you know, we've got some great sponsors for our event coming up on August 4th. Great sponsors. We've got Devotion Nutrition. We got Dan and Light and Fit. We got Quiet Punch. And we've got two or three others that we're working on right now to really close out and make this deal a really, really big deal, this party. And it's coming up in about a month and a half or a month and 10 days or so. So if you have not got your tickets for Back Bay Hilton Boston, and you have not gone to be able to purchase those on a Saturday night to be able to go in Boston or even for the weekend to come up and be able to celebrate, if you're local, get your tickets. I have the Eventbrite link in the post of all of my on No Finish Line Nation. I have it on Instagram. I have it all over the place. It's plastered everywhere. Look for Mud Hustlers too. He's got some things posted because we're really kind of putting together a pretty big deal for you guys. Celebrations, we're going to be giving prize giveaways. The sponsors are going to be there to be able to talk about some of their products that they have. We're going to have some dancing, some food, some really good time. Guys, if you have not got tickets for it, go get your ticket. If you're local, more specifically to New England, I recommend you going and getting it because it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. You don't have to spend money on hotel. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is come over from 7 till about midnight or 11 or 11:30 or whatever. And even if you wanted to get a hotel outside of the Back Bay Hilton, whatever it is, come and enjoy some time with the folks on No Finish Line Nation. It's going to be a great party. There are a lot of the folks that are on No Finish Line Nation are also here as podcast listeners. So I'll be there with my bells and whistles on as a fellow sponsor of the party also. And we'll be able to talk about the podcast and do whatever. And I'll be able to just give out big hugs to everybody that's there because that's really what it's all about and us being together in one place. Okay. So get your tickets August 4th. 7 to about midnight or so, that we're going to be having a great time at the Back Bay Hilton in the ballroom. And if you haven't got them yet, make sure you put a focus on those because they're only going to be available for a certain length longer that we're going to be able to sell those tickets to be able to get this event sold out to have a great time. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Have a great week, everybody. With me being on vacation, I'm hoping that you guys are going to have a great, focused, awesome week. All right, have a great one.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chano 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chano 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.